Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I'm sitting here and I'm looking at this scouting report of Kobe Bryant from when he was drafted. So you tell me if this sounds like Kobe Bryant and this turned out to be accurate or not. Like, it's literally a screenshot of the day he was drafted, like TNT's in the bottom left, NBA draft, all that. Picture of him. All right, here are his strengths, Jake, according to this pre-draft analysis. Natural score, great work ethic. Those are his strengths.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, weaknesses. Passing, liking teammates. Is that pretty accurate to you, or what do you think?
We could ask Jack about that. They had a little beef at one time. I can see it. You know what? I'm passing, he's fine. But liking teammates, I think you just had to be on the same level as him,
like,
which nobody was.
Like, this is exactly what it says. Strengths, natural score, great work ethic. Weaknesses, passing, liking teammates. That's exactly how it's worded. I was like, wow. I think he did all right for himself there. All right, you got anything off the text line real quick there, Jake?
That's awesome. Just a few thoughts here. 1922 says fishing and camping, their favorite part of summer.
I like that.
Gus Mohawk says lived in California for a decade. I miss the seasons. Those cold days or those warm days make you appreciate those perfect days. Mm. AKA fall is the best football season and Halloween. So I can agree with that. I'm a big Halloween guy myself as well. And Craig responded to our question about if the Huskers make the playoffs. Says if the Huskers make the playoffs, revelations in the Bible are about to happen.
So you read that to me during the break and I burst out laughing. I'm like, that is one of my favorite texts that we've ever received. And if it depends on, I mean, it depends on how much you know about revelations. It's almost impossible to understand. I've read it. I had people teach it to me when I was a kid. I don't pretend to understand a lot of it. But yeah, there's some crazy things that are projected to happen in Revelation. So I thought that was a pretty funny response on the text line there. Before we dive into that, though, I wanted your response to this. So the top 10 toughest places to play, according to EA Sports, and the top, did they come all the way out with their top 25
as
well?
Yeah, they went all the way out. Yeah.
Yeah, and we weren't in the top 25.
No.
So what was your reaction to not being in the top 25? Let's start with that.
Well, it's sad, having been a gamer and played those games all throughout my life. I mean, that was one of the things I looked at. They always have, you know, that's what I love about college football. You always have these kind of side things that you go for, including tough atmospheres. And it matters in the game, right? Your controller will rattle more, or, you know, mm-hmm. And so all that. And so initially, as a Husker fan, I want to respond. I want to say, if you haven't been to Lincoln, you've got to come here. I mean, this is a great football atmosphere. You know, we had the sellout streak. So whether it's against Colorado or going to be against Houston Christian, which we'll see. I don't know what the turnout is going to be there, but usually a great game day atmosphere. But on the other side of it, it's, you know, at some point you do have to win. You do have to protect home field. Nebraska has not done that. When you don't win more than half your games for a decade, it's hard to say you have a daunting home atmosphere.
You're right. I completely understand what you're saying. I think there's a fine line as well between how good the team is versus how tough the home atmosphere is, because it's a combination of the home. Like, you can have, like, Miami had a great win streak for a long time in the 90s. In fact, I think it wasn't until 95, the whammy in Miami. They had a 3-touchdown lead versus the University of Washington. I remember watching that game at home. Just chaos ensues. They end up losing. Okay, and it was like some 50 home game win streak. You ever been to a home game during the regular season? If it's not Florida State or a top team, it's average. But they won 50-plus because they were really freaking good. You look at Nebraska's home atmosphere, it's exceedingly better than the atmosphere Saturday to Saturday that the University of Miami had back then. And that's when they had their raucous crowds. But again, if it wasn't a top team or a rival, It was a slightly above average atmosphere. If it was a rival or a top team, then it became next level. But there's got to be a level of consistency to this. But yet Nebraska doesn't have the win, so the home atmosphere gets docked. I think there's a combination of the team being good plus the home atmosphere. I have a really hard time believing there's 25 college football programs with a better home atmosphere or being a tougher place to win than Nebraska. The team just has to win more games to back that up. Because I look at, and I've got the full 25 here, so we'll start at the top, but then we'll zoom back to the bottom. Number one is Tiger Stadium. I think that or the Swamp, even though Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, the Swamp is at 7. I remember when this game came out year after year, like 2010, 2009, it was almost always the Swamp was the hardest place to play. LSU was always up there. Tiger Stadium is 1. Beaver Stadium, Penn State is 2. That felt a little high to me. We'd have to dissect every spot, but did that feel a little bit high to you? Because there's a difference in atmosphere there from day game to night game, too.
Yeah, well, when they have those wideouts, I mean, it could be pretty daunting. And I also always kind of factor in how many people are in the stadium. It's one of the biggest stadiums in the country.
All right, then you got Ohio Stadium, Ohio State. You got Georgia. You've got Alabama, Clemson. Then you got the Swamp. Let's see, Oklahoma, Autzen Stadium. Autzen Stadium is the smallest stadium on this list. When you go to Doak Campbell, you go to Camp Randall, Florida State, you go to Gagmeus Stadium, you go to all these stadiums, it's the smallest one. I'm happy to see it as high as it is because it is loud. I took an OV official visit, and when we interviewed Joey Harrington, I talked about that game versus Wisconsin where he reached over the goal line to win the game, and he talked about how that was based off Wisconsin's look because earlier in the game, they went empty. Wisconsin did something. They threw a little dunk pass for a touchdown. Then Wisconsin spread out, which left the middle wide open. They called an audible, and he dove over the top for the touchdown. I was there for that game. It's a great atmosphere, but I don't think they have more than 70,000 people in the stands, okay? I'm glad it's in the top 10 because I look at number 10, which is Michigan Stadium. There's a lot of people that will tell you, while it's probably one of the top two, I think it's them in Tennessee. They go back and forth every year. Who's bigger? People will tell you it's not as loud as a lot of other stadiums. So I think that's a little bit misleading. I like they at least have Autzen in front of Michigan Stadium because that tells me they are factoring the actual atmosphere versus just the amount of people in the stands.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
I mean, I don't know what Michigan Stadium's up to now. They could have 40,000 more people in the stands than Oregon. But Oregon is definitely louder. All right, Kyle Field, the only place that ever made me get dizzy. All right, when I was playing throughout my whole entire career, then you got Tennessee, Neyland Stadium, Gagmeus at 13. So we zoom on down here. I will tell you this. Husky Stadium is beautiful, it's gorgeous, and it's not talked about enough as far as its atmosphere. It also helps because Washington had some down years there for a while as well, and that affects this. I'm glad it's on this list, top 20. All right, Kinnick Stadium at number 19. Our good buddies from Iowa. Thoughts on that?
I like that because, you know, I think it has kind of just gotten a little bit of a, we've seen teams go in there and get beat, right? And it kind of, you combine that with their defense and special teams mentality, and then, you know, the wave and all that sort of stuff makes it cool atmosphere. But it is tough. Teams go in there and get beat to a lesser Iowa team, as they're always kind of referred to, you know, often.
All right. I will say that the waving to the children's hospital is something we can all get behind at Kinnick Stadium. So these last five, not necessarily Notre Dame Stadium, but number 20 is Houston. They have a good home atmosphere. I don't think it's better than Nebraska's. I just don't. Number 22, you got Carter-Finley Stadium with his NC State. I'm sorry, I don't agree with some of these. They've won more games, that's why they're higher on the list. But is the actual atmosphere, is it a tougher place to win, or are their teams just better? That's my question here. All right. And Boone Pickens Stadium is a good place to play. That's the next one on the list, Oklahoma State. I was on a team that went in there and lost, unfortunately. But when I compare that to some of the other places I've been on this list, it's not on that level, with all due respect. Great place. Maybe top 30, top 35. I wouldn't put a top 25. I can't speak to Spartan Stadium with Michigan State's. Do you have any familiarity with Michigan State Stadium, Spartan Stadium?
Not necessarily, but it's still, again, you're kind of going through the back end of the list. Yeah. Does make you kind of think compared to Nebraska.
Yeah, yeah. That was my point. I was going to go through the very beginning, zoom through the middle, then, okay, we're not higher than some of these people. The last one was the one that really caught me off guard because they don't win a lot of football games. All right, Davis Wade Stadium. Do you even know what school that is?
Yeah, I do. I know Mississippi State.
Yeah. Really?
Well, they ring the bells. You don't know how hard it is to play when everybody's ringing bells?
Sounds like we're talking about a Christmas movie, ringing bells. Every time an angel or a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Right. I mean, outside of Notre Dame Stadium, which we did take over once upon a time, like, there's five of these that I'm kind of like, I don't know. I seriously question Houston, NC State, Oklahoma State. I don't know about Michigan State, but Mississippi State, that was the one that really stuck out to me at number 25. I was like, really? 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 What wrestler am I doing right now?
I don't know.
Old school Miz. Come on now. Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Really? Like, and even if it wasn't a wrestler's old school little thing he used to say over and over, I'm just like, really? Really? Okay. All right. Do you think we should have been top 25? Quick reactions, final reactions to that, and then we can move on there, Jake.
Yeah, I mean, and it's interesting, too, kind of going through the like, Florida State, they still have them in the top 10. Nobody had problems going in and winning at Florida State last year. So, you know, you hold the last, I don't know if it's an amount of time or whatever it is that they hold against Nebraska, but not Florida State. But the other thing is, you know, I wouldn't get too worried about a list like this. Again, Nebraska needs to win, winning gears all, including lists like this. But they must not have heard the Travis Hunter interview or the several, if not Travis Thank Hunter you. Interviews. Literally, the Heisman last year said it's the toughest place he had to play. But apparently don't crack the top 25.
He didn't just say it was the toughest, unquestionably, like without a doubt, the toughest place. For those who may not remember, Nebraska at one point in time in the 90s, 91 to 98, had a 47 home game winning streak, which is still amongst the top 5 or 10 in the history of college football. So again, it comes down to winning. I will still never question the atmosphere or the difficulty of trying to win in front of Husker Nation on Memorial Stadium's field. All right. Let's see. Oh, you had something off the text line. We had a top 10 finish as far as our sports programs here.
Not exactly top 10, but
our best finish is 2010.
Yeah, sorry. top 25, which is good.
Yeah.
Nebraska Athletics finished 21st in the Director's Cup standings. The Husker team combined for the department's best finish since 2009-2010. Like you were saying, a couple years ago, Nebraska was in a bad spot. They were 49th on this ranking, that being the year 2021 and 2022. But they've been able to rise up the last couple years, 29th a couple years ago, 22nd last year, and now 21st. A lot of this comes from your top programs finishing well. Nebraska had five programs with top 10 finishes, including wrestling, bowling, volleyball, men's gymnastics, and softball, and you're awarded points for each of your finish. Obviously, the higher finish, the more points you get. Nebraska men's basketball didn't help out on the list. They got 0 points. Even so, apparently, the Director's Cup doesn't care much about the crown tournament.
No points for the crown tournament, huh?
I guess not.
They don't care about us being the 69th best team in the country.
Well, apparently, the NCAA doesn't care about that either because they're looking to expand the field to 76, if you saw that. So, man, we win one crown tournament, and all of a sudden, I'm sure it has nothing to do with it.
They need to put some respect on our name. 70, I heard it was 72. They want to expand it even more now?
Yeah.
I would ask why, but I know why. Revenue. All right. I thought this was pretty cool. Nebraska wrestling, Nebraska wrestling will have 1,600 wrestlers go through their camps this month. It's interesting because Mark Manning's been doing great things for over 20 years with Nebraska wrestling. I feel like he's just now starting to get the recognition he's deserved for a couple of decades. I'm happy to see that. I wish it would have come sooner. But man, I feel like Nebraska wrestling is just about to head to a whole nother level here pretty soon. All right. And I thought this was a great quote from Damian Lillard, NBA star. And I quote, "If you want to look good in front of thousands, you have to outwork thousands in front of nobody." So I thought that was a good little quote, inspirational quote I thought I'd share with you fine folks. All right. No points for winning the crown at all.
Mm.
I don't want to speak for Fred Hoiberg, but the rumor and innuendo is that he's highly upset by that. I mean, I'm just putting that out there. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.